Several years ago, my wife Sharon and I flew to Athens for our long-awaited Greek vacation. Renting a car, we drove north, Sharon the GPS navigator, and I the driver. In the northern part of Greece, we came to a fork in the road. To the left, that road appeared to be a scenic route overlooking a beautiful lake. And to the right was just another highway. So we took the scenic route. That was a mistake. Soon the paved road became gravel, then dirt, then what I would call a cattle trail. We soon learned that it was in fact a sheep trail, because not long after going on the road, our path was blocked by a very large flock of sheep, all rather astonished to see us, as we were to see them. Now, it has been said that all who wander are not lost. Truth be told, we were lost. And staring at the sheep and the sheep at us, that line from Scripture came to mind. All we like sheep have gone astray. Yep, astray and lost. The GPS had taken us down a rabbit trail, or should I say, a lost sheep trail. Eventually, the flock parted, so we bumbled along, and then, voila, the scenic view of the lake, accompanied by the sound of sheep bleating in the distance. It was majestic, a sight right out of a Greek tourist brochure. Problem was, we had no idea where we were. We only knew that we were lost. So by blind faith, we kept bumping along the path until we hit gravel, and then miraculously asphalt. And then just ahead, we saw the highway that we had rejected, thanks to our trusty GPS. Now, our wandering at an inn, we pulled onto the highway and headed for our lodging by that lake. Now lost, but now found. Blind, but now we could see. Thank you, Jesus. It's a confusing world we live in, isn't it? Anybody can get lost, and most of us do, even with GPS. Sometimes it's on vacations in unfamiliar territory. Other times, it's when disaster strikes. Seeing victims of the California fires standing before what used to be their homes, you could feel their sense of deep loss. Not sure what to do, where to stay, who to turn to. Then we know the truth of those melancholy phrases, gone with the wind, lost at sea, up in smoke. Now the other side of that coin is when you find something that you thought was lost, like finding your way back to a Greek highway. Or the story I read the other day of a woman who left Costco and lost her wedding ring. Did you see this? She looked everywhere but couldn't find it. Then a young man coming out of the store with his family spotted something there in the parking lot. He picked it up, and lo and behold, it was her ring. So they took it to the store manager and waited. The woman came back and asked if anyone had returned a ring. She described it perfectly, and voila, what was lost was now found. Costco erupted in celebration. Now, the news people got the young man and the woman together for a photo op, and it was really quite touching. Her precious wedding ring had been found, and she could not stop hugging that young man. Joy and happiness and relief. And you've felt that before, haven't you? At the heart of the good news of Jesus Christ is this: whatever has been lost can be found, retrieved, redeemed, and renewed. And our reading from 1 Timothy 1 says this: Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, lost sheep, and lost coins, and lost people, especially those who do not even know they are lost, like the Pharisees and the scribes, who never for a moment considered themselves lost. Now, if some people wear buttons that read, "I found it," the Pharisees and the scribes wore buttons that read, "I never lost it." You know, those kind of folks. Smug. That's the word for these all too religious folks. They do not doubt for a moment that they should be engaged in culture wars against the godless. They saw a vast cultural divide between themselves and the tax collectors and the sinners. For these folks, watching Jesus attract those people was simply more than they could bear. And worse, for him to eat with them, well, that called into question his credibility, if not his actual religion. And yet, here's the important part, brothers and sisters. Jesus does not write them off and respond with invective the way our social media behaves. Jesus did not cancel them or resort to cheap, cynical retorts. He really tried to engage them. He wanted to crack open their self-righteousness and maybe melt their hearts. So he told two parables, one about a lost sheep and one about a lost coin. But he prefaces these parables with this phrase, "Which one of you?" That is to say, surely you are a good person at heart. Surely you would do just what this concerned shepherd would do. And surely you would do exactly what this bewildered woman would do. Jesus appeals to the best instincts of his religious opponents. Can I say that again? Jesus appeals to the best instincts in his religious opponents. Surely there are difficult people in our lives that we need to approach just that way, trusting that there is yet a basic decency in their souls, especially now in these volatile times. Remember, Jesus came to seek and save even those who are completely unaware that they are lost. The smug and the self-righteous need salvation like everyone else, maybe even more. So Jesus tells a parable about a shepherd with 100 sheep, which back then would be a pretty large flock. Maybe he was fairly wealthy. And tending his flock in the field, the shepherd discovers that one is missing. Now, the text doesn't tell us how he knew that one was missing, but he leaves the 99 and searches for that one lost lamb, even though he has plenty more besides. Well, how easy it is to get lost. How frightening it is to be alone and isolated. And then, grace upon grace, the shepherd finds that lost sheep, puts it on his shoulder, and returns home. And so delighted is the shepherd that he calls all of his friends and neighbors, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost." Rather like finding your way back from a sheep trail in Greece. Then Jesus tells another parable about a woman, perhaps rather poor, who has only 10 coins. We are to imagine that that's all she has to her name. But she loses one coin, perhaps one-tenth of all of her possessions. So she lights a candle, she sweeps the house, and searches carefully until at last, back behind the wardrobe, she finds the lost coin. And so delighted is this woman that she calls all her friends and neighbors, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost," rather like finding a lost wedding ring. In both instances, Jesus draws out the significance of this happy turn of events. There is joy in heaven among the angels over one sinner who repents. Heavenly joy when one lost sheep or one lost coin is found. Extraordinary joy for the least among us who find their way home. Worth calling in the neighbors to rejoice, and even The angels participate in the festivities. This is extraordinary joy, like a rebirth, like a resurrection from the dead. This is extravagant joy. Nothing less than sheer joy on earth and in heaven. So friends in Christ, that's how important sinners are in the eyes of God. Jesus tells his murmuring detractors that every single person, however mired in sinful, destructive behavior, is precious in the eyes of God. Our Lord unconditionally loves every single one of us, regardless of what we have done or what we have become. That is an outlandish, over-the-top divine love that is really beyond our wildest imagination. Never forget this. These parables are about a shepherd who loves his flock and a woman who needs her coin. The sheep and the coin belong to their owners, just as we belong not to ourselves, but to Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. As Paul says so beautifully, we have been bought with a price. We do not belong to ourselves. So whenever you find yourself lost, for whatever reason, our owner, our Lord and Savior, comes searching for you, relentlessly, passionately, lovingly, and patiently. And when our Savior finds us, lost sheep, lost coin, lost person, there is an amazing celebration among the heavenly hosts. Extravagant joy. So when you lose your way, and most of us will, just know this, your passionate Lord and Savior is on your trail and will not relent until you are found. Amazing grace. Thanks be to God. Amen.